Welcome to the We Like to Say We're Experts podcast, where we go over noteworthy news, pop culture, and everything in between. And now, your hosts, Evan and Nicole.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of We Like to Say We're Experts. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Evan.
And we have another Harry Potter episode today, which apparently this is Evan's favorite movie, even though we're only on two.
Whoa, let's slow our rolls right now. This is my favorite Harry Potter movie.
Okay, favorite Harry Potter movie.
That I've seen. I should have added another qualifier. I've only seen the first four, I think.
Goblet of Fire was the last one you saw?
Wait, what's five? What's the name of five?
Order of Phoenix.
Five is Order of the Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the other way around.
No.
But yeah, no, I've only seen up to four.
Okay.
So.
Well, so you only seen half. So once we get to the back half, then we can make your judgment on if this is still your favorite. It is a really good movie, though.
Dude, still my favorite and always will be. Don't listen to her.
Anyways, before we jump into our review this week, let's start off with a couple of interesting news stories. All right, so we have a few international stories today, and the first one that we're starting off with is a woman by the name of Kaylin Wangle, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing her name at all, but she lives in Scotland, and recently she claimed that she has seen Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, for the fifth time this year. Now, this is like a huge urban legend. People say all the time that they've seen it while she said she was watching Urquhart Bay, again, I don't know if I'm mispronouncing these things, via a webcam that she had set up, and she shared a video that shows a black dot floating near the surface of the water, which moves across the bay, occasionally ducking under the waves. So I'm going to share a screen grab from this picture. I personally do not see it, but Evan, you tell me if you see anything suspicious.
In this picture?
Yes.
Right now.
We'll share this on our Instagram and Facebook page.
So that black dot in the center of the screen,
I guess,
is
that's
supposed to be
what it is.
Nessie.
Yeah.
This is not hard proof. I will say that. Yeah, So when I was a kid, I liked the idea of the Loch Ness Monster because, like, it looks cool. It's kind of like a, like, it was my favorite dinosaur. I think they're called the Plesiosaurus, and they like look. They're like Some of our viewers might get this, but you never played Super Mario 64, and like one of the earlier levels is like a Nessie.
Okay.
And it's like a swimming amphibian with like a long neck.
Okay.
But like, it can exist. I'm gonna straight up say it can exist. You wanna know why?
Why?
We have so much technology nowadays, besides like just draining the lake, we'd be able to see what's in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say I'm like 30% certain it's real. Like, there's some
that
part of me...
That picture or in general?
In general.
Okay.
No, off that's, this picture...
Picture's a zero out of
like,
100.
It took me a while to realize the dot. Like I said, I'll share this picture so people can see if they see anything. I personally do not see anything.
If you feel that we're wrong, don't at us, because we're right.
I don't know. I would love for it to be real. I think it'd be really cool.
It'd be neat. I just think it's not... It's like an old folktale. You know?
I mean, I've seen other pictures that were taken maybe, like, years and years ago and decades ago where you actually see, like, the neck of it. Do you know what I mean? And, like, the head actually looks like this dinosaur thing. But this is just a dot.
It's a dot. It could have been...
Any amphibian that lives in this...
It could have been a bird casting a shadow from up really high. Like...
It's just very far away. Like, it's very faint. So... It doesn't prove anything to me.
Yeah, it could be literally anything. It's like those fuzzy pictures of Bigfoot. Like, oh,
yeah.
Almost got him. But somehow, conveniently, whenever he's around, it's a really grainy picture.
Yeah, that's kind of what this makes me think
of, always from, like, half a mile away or something goofy, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I don't see it, but we'll share it with you guys, and you let us know what you think.
Hey, you can be the judge.
So, Evan, you and I watched Westworld, the TV show.
I sure did.
And... In the first two episodes, I'm sorry, the first two seasons of Westworld, it takes place inside the park with one of the main parks being like a cowboy world, like a Western world.
I think you mean to say the first two seasons follow the name of the show.
Yes. Well, apparently in New Zealand, for the low price of $7.5 million, you can now become the owner of Mellon's Folly Ranch, a Wild West resort town that just recently went up for sale. It features 10 period-appropriate buildings, such as a hotel, a private residence, two rental homes that can house up to 22 people, a courthouse that doubles as a movie theater, a sheriff's office, and a fully licensed saloon. Apparently, it was opened in 2006, but now the owner is selling it, and there is one thing he said. You cannot have guns with real bullets there. He doesn't allow, any real shooting on the property.
This is in New Zealand?
Yes.
I got a few questions.
Yes.
Wild West is... It's like it's an American thing. Why is this in New Zealand?
I don't know. I imagine that there's a lot of, plains and flat land in Australia and New Zealand, so it seems like a fun place to be.
That's fair.
I guess in the past it's hosted, weddings and corporate retreats, family get-togethers. So it is popular, but I don't know if I would buy it for $7.5 million.
I'm not
that much of a cowboy fanatic.
Yeah, I don't really like the whole Wild West motif, so it's a hard pass for me. But that's interesting. I had no idea this place existed.
I had no idea either until, it's going up for sale. But yeah, I don't have a Westworld fantasy, so that's also a no.
It's a hard pass.
For me.
Yeah. Give me Future World? Great. Sign me up.
I don't know if I want to live in any Westworld areas.
Why not? It's like Future World.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm.
2020 is already a Westworld theme park. Let's not make it worse.
Simulation, yeah.
All right, and the last story we have is from Florida, and I feel like we always get, the weird stories out of Florida, but this is a special one. So there's a place in West Palm Beach called Pizza Mambo, and last week they were forced to close for a temporary time following a health inspection because when they were looking in the freezer to make sure everything was clean, they found an 80-pound iguana a frozen dead iguana in the freezer next to, the pepperoni and, the anchovies.
Can I give you my gut reaction?
Yeah.
What?
What the actual fuck?
I wish we could take a picture of my face, which we could, but we won't. I am so confused by this one.
If you live near the Boston area, Evan will make this face in person for you.
I'll do my best to reenact. Yeah. From at least 6 feet away, of course, too.
Yes.
But, no, I didn't know iguanas got that big, is my first thought. That's huge. It's 80 pound? Or 60?
I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's 20 pounds, but it can lay 80 eggs a year.
Okay.
I misread the number, okay. So it's 20 pounds.
That's still huge. A 20
also,
pound...
Also, why is it in the freezer of your fucking pizza parlor?
Yeah, a 20 pound iguana is bigger than our cat. It's 7 pounds more than our... 8 pounds more than our cat. And our cat's He's a cat. He's cat size. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to do this relative in my head right now. He actually just came to sit next to me.
And, iguanas can grow to be, feet long. You can have one that's, 3-4 feet long.
Why?
I don't know. Whose iguana was it? Why did they feel that they had to put it there?
Why was it in the freezer, too? Was it, the owner's? Did it dawdle in one day and, decided to up and die next to the pepperoni?
It doesn't say, but from the article, I feel like someone was, stashing it there. It wasn't, unintentional. It died. It was, stored.
I think they're legal pets, though. It's not like it's an illegal pet.
Yeah, but, that's a major no-no when you own a restaurant.
Well,
Gordon Ramsay would be
I
can't do an English accent, but he would be like, what the fuck?
It's raw.
It's an iguana.
I didn't even think... Oh, delicacy. I didn't even think about the... I didn't even get to that idea of, it's a huge health code violation.
Yeah.
I would never go back to that pizza place.
Imagine, so let's say they close it down on a Friday and, the Thursday night you ordered, a pepperoni pizza from this place. Fucking gross.
Fucking terrible. Legal action, which I think is permissible here, because...
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Iguana is definitely a violation of should not be on a pizza.
Or just, why is it in your food freezer? I can understand if it was, in a separate freezer for some awful, god-awful reason, but, the fact that it was, in with the food that was in the freezer was weird.
I don't think I've ever asked for this before, but can we actually follow up on this one?
Yeah, if I see anything...
Of all the stories,
I will let you know. I don't know, Florida, man. There's always something going on down there. If you're from Florida, sorry, you live in a weird state.
Yeah, it's interesting.
to say the least.
Yeah, I'm going to put it at that. Disney World's nice, though, but that's about it for me on Florida. All right, then. Well, we're going to go from one strange animal locked away in a freezer to another strange animal locked away in a chamber real quick here. So we'll be back in a moment. Enjoy this brief break. Once upon a time, we started reviewing all the Harry Potter movies, and then we got to the second one, which is the best one, and here we are. Recently, we watched Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, and it was exactly as I remembered, which was really good.
One thing I really liked about this film is, like, the first one, I felt like it just took forever, because it's a lot of world building. This one was, like, plot, 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 storyline, storyline, storyline. Like, there was no gaps in time. For me.
110%.
Yeah, it just kept going, but, like, in a good way.
That was my thing with the first one. Like, it's really important, obviously. It's vital to have for the entire world, but it's a lot of, like, here's this person and these people, and, the Dudleys are bad, and, like, here's Hagrid. He lives in a shack, and here's Dumbledore, and the Sorting Hat, and all the professors, and Snape looks like a bad guy. And this movie's just like, yep, that all exists. Let's go. You know, like, Harry finds a diary. There's blood on the walls. There's nonsense going on. You really don't know exactly what's happening until the end, which, like, when I read this as a kid, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it is definitely a great book. And we start off this movie meeting Dobby, who is, like, a CGI house elf. When I was doing a little bit of research on this film, like, I knew it was CGI, but a lot of times, like, behind the scenes, they put something in place so the actors know, like, where to look. And so Dobby was actually portrayed by a ball that was spray-painted orange on top of a stick. So that means that, just imagine, like, an orange ball on a stick, like, hitting the lamp when he, like, hits his head, or just, like, things like that. Like, that's how they used to portray him, so the actors knew, like, where to look.
That's really
funny. I just think that's really funny. You're, like, you have to kind of use your imagination and be like, okay, this isn't really there, like, this is supposed to be this. So, little CGI behind the scenes magic.
Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't even think of that.
But Dobby just, I feel like when I was watching the first couple scenes, I was like, are they trying to make him Yoda? Because he says some of the lines, like, kind of backwardsy, like Yoda does. You know, so it was kind of weird, and I don't know if I just, like, made that up in my head, or I don't
know. Maybe a little bit. Maybe some Yoda influence.
Yeah. But the purpose is, Dobby doesn't want Harry Potter to go back to school because something bad is going to happen. He won't tell him what the bad thing is, but
Dobby's a jerk. I'm going to come out and say that. Dobby's like, you can't go back to school. By the way, I've stolen all your mail all summer, so you don't know that your friends actually care about you. And
then I'm going to put this cake on your uncle's friend's face.
And then jumping a little bit ahead here, we're going to try to get you knocked out of the sky by a bludger during Quidditch. Like, and it's always like, I didn't mean to kill you. I just wanted you to go away. Like,
yeah.
And then when confronted about why, Dobby just clams up. Like, he will go to these great lengths to try to stop, you know, Harry from going to school or going home from school. And then he's just like, I can't tell you why, though. It's a secret in a chamber.
Secrets don't make friends.
That's right, you don't make friends with secrets, and you don't make friends with salad.
What?
It's from The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
You don't make friends with salad.
But I love, by the end of the movie, he ends up, like, giving him the sock, because he tricks
Lucius
Malfoy into giving him the sock, because if an owner gives an article of clothing to a house elf, they're free. So Harry gives back Tom Riddle's old diary, and Lucius then hands it to Dobby. When he opens it, there's socks in there, which are Harry Potter socks. And he's free.
It's great.
And he's like, what do I owe you? And he's like, please stop trying to save my life.
So that's right, Dobby. Harry. You asked for the right
thing. Yeah, because he was a mess there.
Lucius is, like, straight up evil. I don't know if I realize this as much as a kid, but between when you first see him in Diagon Alley, he's like, you know, the Weasleys, you're poor. Oh, Mr. Harry Potter, Voldemort should have killed you, basically. And then later on, when he gets Tom Riddle's book, he's like, oh, shucks, you stopped it? Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, what's this?
Wow, well, what's this?
Wait until we get deeper into the farther movies.
Let's see how much more. I remember.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts of this is the whole Polyjuice potion scene where Hermione, Ron, and Harry have to create this potion to look like Draco Malfoy's friends, Crabbe and Goyle. So they can, because they think Draco is the person who's opening the Chamber of Secrets. Because it says, like, heir of Slytherin can open it, and they think that that is Draco for some reason. I don't know why they think that that would be a child, but...
I mean, he's like the head Slytherin honcho.
But he's also, like, 12. I don't know. He's, like, 12.
Yeah, but, as we find out later, the person opening it was less than 12. Because it was Ginny.
That's true. But she wasn't doing it. She was doing it against her will,
though. She was bamboozled by the second of eight forms, or seven forms of Voldemort.
All the Horcruxes that we will learn about later on. Tuck that away.
Yeah, I forgot into about your, I into your brain. Did I read that book?
I don't know. I think it's the last two, so probably not. No,
but I know the diary was one.
It was.
Was the stone one?
I don't remember.
Was, what was it in the first movie?
I don't think there's one in every necessarily every movie. They're just random items. I believe the diary is one. And
isn't this a wand or something?
It's not the wand, I think. I believe the Sword of Gryffindor was one. Maybe.
Spoiler alert. Really?
Yeah, I'm like 50% sure on that. But I definitely know the book was.
The one that he killed the basilisk
with? Yeah.
Interesting.
But I know the book was, 100%.
Yeah, the diary definitely was. By the way, there's a basilisk in this movie. That's why.
Big ass snake.
It's like my favorite movie. I forgot how much of a chump he was, though.
The snake?
Yeah, total chump. Because he's like, all right, this is the movie. You spend the whole movie, great movie, a lot of intrigue, building it up. There's something spooky going on, people getting turned to stone, and then Filch's cat, Walder Frey's cat, gets turned to stone.
Mrs. Norris!
Eventually fixed. All fine. But then you get to it, and it's like, all right, you know, Tom Riddle, actually Voldemort, doing all this stuff. Out comes the basilisk. 2 seconds after the basilisk comes out, Phoenix comes out and is like, you know that, like, main thing that makes you not a giant snake? We're gonna get rid of that. So now it is just a big snake. Like, the only difference is that a basilisk can turn you to stone slash kill you with its look, and then it's blind.
Yeah.
Just, meh, gone. Which is, like, it's overpowered otherwise. I get it. But, like, come on. Come on! I like the bad guys. I guess I don't really like Voldemort as much as I like other bad guys, but I don't know.
Yeah. So, a fun fact that I learned about the Chamber of Secrets is, so they built the set for the Chamber of Secrets, and this movie came out before the final book came out. And in the final book, we revisit the Chamber of Secrets, and they didn't know that at the time, so they destroyed the set. And then they had to build it again. So they, oopsied themselves. I just thought that was funny.
They revisit the Chamber of Secrets.
They do.
Spoiler alert.
I feel like we don't need to say spoiler alert. Most people have seen these movies and books besides you, Evan.
Spoiler alert.
There's not many spoiler alerts here. Just for you.
Oh.
But we come back to it.
First Gryffindor's sword, now this.
What do you mean?
Gryffindor's sword was a Horcrux?
It might. I'm not 100% sure.
That wouldn't make sense. Gryffindor's a good guy, I guess.
I don't want to say why I think it is, because I don't want to spoil anything for you. Unless you really, really care.
Nope.
Okay.
I'll find out later. Yeah. I do care. Don't get me wrong.
I'm right, I will tell you why I thought it was.
Okay.
But I think there's a reason why. I could be 100% wrong.
Moni Myrtle was killed by the basilisk, which I forgot until this movie.
The actress that also played her was, like, in her 40s at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, like, she looks really young, and she has, like, a younger voice, so that's why they picked her. But she's, like, a famous British actress. Yeah, she's, like, probably in her 50s now.
I had no idea.
Yeah, she was, like, the oldest person to play a Hogwarts student. Another thing I forgot about this movie and book until we started watching it was Gilderoy Lockhart.
Oh, that chump.
Who is the biggest sack of shit in the Harry Potter... One of the biggest sacks of shit in the Harry Potter universe, because he's essentially just... like, a giant fake. It makes me think of, and I can't remember the guy's name, but there was this guy that wrote a book about his drug addiction, and at the end was like, just kidding, I just, like, made that whole story up to become, like, a famous author.
Was that A Thousand Little Pieces, that guy?
This, I don't know why that makes me think of Gilderoy. He just was, like, he stole, because the guy that wrote that book, like, stole other stories from other people and, like, merged it into one. So when I, like, think of Gilderoy Lockhart now, and he just steals other people's, like, memories and then wipes it from them to write his books, but he's literally just, like, the biggest pussy in the world.
I really thought that was funny when it's, like, Gilderoy can't do anything, essentially, for Defenses Against the Dark Arts, mm-hmm. but he is talented in memory charm, so he just, like, goes around with these, like, famous wizards stealing their stories and then wiping their memories. Like, I guess if you got it, you got it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're good with that, great, but,
I love how he gets his memory wiped at the end.
Ron's stupid wand.
Spoiler alert, we will see him again.
Gilderoy?
We do.
I think he's in one of the books I read.
We see him again. Briefly. Very brief. But we do see him again.
Is he an Azkaban?
I can't tell you.
He's totally an Azkaban.
He's not an Azkaban, but we do see him again. He's
definitely an Azkaban.
He's not.
He's one of the Sinister Six.
I will shake your hand on it. He's not an Azkaban.
I don't know if I trust his hand, but alright, I'll
say it. He's not. I know in the books they mention him, I think in 5 or 6, when they go to visit a place and they see him, but I don't remember if it's in the movies.
Okay.
If it's not, I'll call it out.
All right.
But, yeah. So this is a fun fact that I learned when I was, like, reading about this movie, was some of the music that was used during the Quidditch match was the same music used during the speeder chase in Star Wars 2, Attack of the Clones. John Williams did the score for both films and apparently figured he could reuse some of his beats.
I fucking love John Williams so much. He's so good that nobody would even care.
And, like, the music in Harry Potter is amazing, like, the soundtracks from all the films. So you're just blown away. Like, the songs are just recognizable as Harry Potter songs. So
super good.
I did not notice it. I'm sure if I heard them, like, back-to-back, I probably would, but having not seen Clone Wars in a while and then hearing that.
Star Wars music? I didn't even recognize it, and I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
I thought that was pretty funny. Well,
I was also more focused on watching Harry not die, though.
Yeah. So. Another fun fact that I learned is Rupert Grint, who plays Ronald Weasley, he has a very severe case of arachnophobia, and I mentioned this to Evan while we were filming because I had learned this actually, like, before. It's so bad that when he watched the movie, like, at the premiere or, like, watched it later in life, he cannot watch the scenes with Aragog, the big-ass spider that Hagrid has, or any of those, like, little baby spiders, because he's just terrified. Obviously, there's no spiders in filming. It was all CGI, but he, like, refuses to watch it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, his own movie.
I would be the same. I can't. Yeah.
I guess he was just, like, very uncomfortable, like, even filming the scenes, but, like, you don't even tell because he's supposed to be uncomfortable, like, as a character,
yeah.
So you would never know unless this kind of, like, came out.
I'd be out of my mind.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
I will try to have an answer.
Did Aragog ever come back?
I want to say yes because I'm thinking of a time where they go back to that area, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Not 100%.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a lot of little things I just don't, like, I don't remember.
Can't
just because.
Quite remember.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, I figured I'd check.
Yeah. I think so. I'm like 50% sure, but I'm not 100%.
You know what? By the end of, what'll it be, August, we'll know for sure, so.
That's true. You'll just have to keep listening to find out more.
I'm really excited. After we watched 2, I immediately wanted to watch 3.
Same.
I was like, can we
just, like, watch them all, but then it'd be hard to record.
I think it would all blend together.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, that's when Dumbledore died in Azkaban because of the goblet and
Ministry of Magic.
Who's that guy that does die? That's a spoiler.
I mean,
I won't spoil it for our listeners that have probably read the book and watched the movies.
About Sirius Black?
No, I'm talking about Goody Two Shoes, Better Than Harry. Dies in the Goblet of Fire thing.
Oh, Cedric Diggory.
Yeah, Cedric Diggory.
Who's played by the guy from Twilight.
Is he really?
Robert Pattinson plays him. Yeah, he played him before he played, like, Edward in Twilight. We can always, as our next rewatch series, rewatch the Twilight movies if you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is now hosted by only Nicole.
Have you ever seen, side note, have you ever seen any of those movies?
I've seen 0.
Interesting. I would love to, like, just make you watch 1 and get your reaction. I just want to see, like, what you would say. So, like, I was obsessed with Twilight when it came out, and I hate myself for that.
Isn't there a new book coming out that you read?
There is! It comes out in August! I pre-ordered it.
Oh, jeez.
I'm so excited. I don't know. I just hate that I, like, became so obsessed with it. I was, like, one of those, like, typical Twilight fans, but...
We got names for them.
Yeah, we don't need to go down that path, though, do we? This is the Harry Potter universe, and, yeah, but...
I will watch one Twilight movie if you watch all 8 seasons of Star Wars The Clone Wars.
That seems unbalanced.
You're right, because one of those series is good, and it's not Twilight. Slam dunk.
How about you watch a Twilight film, and I watch a movie of your choice? That seems like... One for one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What will the movie be?
Turbo Kid.
You said that was scary. I don't like scary.
I never said it was scary.
Okay, you said there was something I wouldn't like about it, though.
It's a little violent.
Okay, is it gory, though? I just don't like a lot of gore.
Overly. So, there's a couple moments. But...
Will you give me a heads up so I can close my eyes?
Yes.
Okay. I'll shake on it.
I will right shake here. On it.
Twilight for Turbo Kid.
Twilight for Turbo Kid.
That should be an episode where it's just like Twilight versus Turbo Kid. That's what we should do after the Harry Potter.
Yeah, that'll be the next one. Okay.
Twilight versus Turbo Kid. And
I'm excited.
Me too. I mean, I'm less excited for Turbo Kid.
Turbo Kid's pretty great. I'm gonna.
You're like, yeah, I get to finally watch Twilight.
Oh, yeah. I think I could have done it any time over the past... 10,
I would 11. Laugh if, like, you've secretly seen them, but you just won't admit it.
I honestly haven't. I think vampires are dumb. I also think werewolves are dumb.
I don't hate vampires. I just don't, like, looking back, I think there's better TV shows. Like, True Blood that had vampires was really, really good. It was more, like, adult vampire stuff.
Yeah. What little I know about Twilight, the whole concept sounds dumb.
It just sucks me in. It's like, the new one, it's like a prequel or something. Or no. I think it's either a prequel or it's, like, told from this point of, like, another character. It just sucks me back. It's like when the Harry Potter, quote-unquote, 8th book came out, which was that play. Like, I knew it wasn't going to be as great, but it sucks you in because you're like, I loved that fandom. So, we should, when we've, like, watched the final film, I will give you a brief synopsis of what happens in the play, which is, like, years in the future.
Let's do it with, never mind, I think. No, some of it. But, yeah, that sounds good.
I think they should make it a movie. I know, like, it's a play.
Instead of those bad movies they keep making about Harry Potter?
Really?
Don't they do the, Tales of Grumbo?
Oh, God, what are they called? They're so bad, I can't even think. Yeah, I saw the first one, and it was not that great.
Isn't one of them, like, Fantastic Beasts or
yes,
something?
Yes, it's the Fantastic. There's going to be 5 of them. I don't know why.
Jeez.
I saw the first one, and I was like, meh. But it was a lot of world building. Like, it makes me think of the first Harry Potter. So I was like, okay, I'll watch the second one. Like, I'll give it a chance. And I got, like, halfway through, and I was like, this is shit.
Yeah, I heard it's really bad.
Yeah. I don't know. It makes me sad. I'd rather see that book, like, that final play that they made into a book become, like, a movie.
They might eventually, when they realize their cash cow is not...
Doing well for them.
Sturdy as they thought it would be. But you know what is sturdy? The second book in the second movie, because it's still my favorite.
Yeah.
It's got it all. It's got intrigue. It's got more world building, but it's not as in your face.
Yeah. You realize, like, when you watch the final two movies or read the final book, that the first 6 movies are, like, all laying seeds that bloom into flowers that tell the story of the end. But I think that's all I have on the Chamber of Secrets. Was there anything else that... you wanted to mention before we send our listeners off into the Azkaban universe?
I don't think so, other than the whole anagram thing is still fantastic.
Oh, I am Tom Riddle. No, Tom Riddle is I am Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, when I read that, when I was like, what, 9, 10? Yeah. I was like,
whew, yeah.
Super cool. It's a really nice plot device.
I do like it, but...
Other than that, yeah, this is... I'm just going to be on repeat saying this is my
favorite
movie if I'm left to keep talking, because, I don't know, there's something about this one that just kind of pulls me in.
It is a good one. All right, everyone, well, we will see you next week, and we will be reviewing Harry Potter and the Prisoner
of Azkaban. Goblet of Fire. Prisoner of Azkaban?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
That's the third one.
See you next week, everyone.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our show. Make sure to like our Facebook page through our link in the show notes or by searching We Like to Say We're Experts on Facebook. See you next time.